It's about 8 o'clock in the evening on Monday the... something. Monday the something. Monday the 4th of January 2016. And I'm in my flat, just wandering through to the kitchen to stick on the oven and have something to eat. That's not what I was booing about. The reason for doing a recording this evening is very short and simple and to the point. It is that I have made a change on Twitter. It's not often that one changes one's Twitter handle. It sort of becomes a part of oneself after a little while, a part of your identity, I suppose. And it's a risky thing, changing something like that. However, having named my Twitter account for my now-retired guide dog, Vance, it was always going to reach a point where the name was no longer appropriate. And I thought the point of retirement was probably as good a point as any to make the switch to something new. But what to choose? Well, I really wish that I'd been an early adopter when it came to Twitter. To be one of those people with, I don't know, a 3 or 4 letter handle that doesn't take up too much space, that's easy to remember, that maybe says something about me rather than being some abstract concept. But I wasn't an early adopter. I don't think I really saw the point. I don't think I really heard about it for quite a while. And so I'm stuck with the choices available to me now rather than some reserved ones set aside for a rainy day. So what did I go for? Well, I had set aside a couple of other options, including Real RJNet. RJNet is a name that I've used for various things, including obviously my Audioboo account. I've used it since I bought it as a domain 10 years ago or so. And it came obviously from my initials, Robert Johnson, and then Net on the end, because Robert Johnson is too popular a name to find anything else. But it doesn't really say that much about me, I suppose. In any case, the real RJNet, if you will, the actual just plain and simple RJNet was taken quite a long time ago on Twitter. Actually, since I've had an account on there, so unfortunately I didn't spot it early enough. Nonetheless, it's gone. There's not much I can do about that. Real RJNet doesn't really do it for me. So what did I go for? I'm making this rather strung out, aren't I? Well, I went for Bearing Away. Bearingaway.co.uk is the name of my blog. Much neglected, I have to say. I very rarely write anything in it. I always set off on trips with best intentions of writing something every day. And in the case of my most recent one to Sicily in the summer, I wrote a post on the TGV down to Turin and then never revisited it. Never revisited the blog, that is. The problem is I'm too much of a perfectionist with these things. I want it to be perfect. I take forever doing it, and then that puts me off writing the next article because it took too long to write the first. But it seems to make sense to try and slowly create a more consistent online presence, and so Bearing Away seemed like the thing to do it with. And also, it's consistent to the point that bearing away the blog is about long form writing, whilst Twitter is effectively a microblogging site for still telling a story, still saying what I'm doing or what I'm thinking or passing on other people's tidbits of information or whatever it happens to be, albeit in a much shorter form. So bearing away on Twitter, bearingaway.co.uk, the blog. And don't forget, still not consistent with my Audioboo profile. So if tagging some me on Audioboo to be aware of a post, don't forget to put at bearingaway in there so that I pick it up. I suppose actually answers on a postcard or a boo would be most welcome on whether I should change my Audioboo profile name. In many ways, I've been much more active on Audioboo than on Twitter. In terms of actual sort of volume of content rather than just sort of numbers of posts, if you will, volume taken as sort of length and type of post, and I'm making this up as I go along, can you tell? In some ways my Audioboo name has a much stronger link to me than my Twitter one does, but should I change it? I think Audioboo allows one change of profile name, doesn't it? And I've never to this day done it, but maybe I should think about it. To Bearing Away, obviously. And if anybody runs and grabs Bearing Away now, there'll be trouble. And one other thing, completely unrelated, but that I thought I'd just stick on the end here. I'm recording this on a new little device, new to me, not particularly new in availability. After a lot of talking about microphones, getting a new microphone for the iPhone last year, I decided that, particularly with my guide dog training coming up, it would be good to have something slightly better quality. I didn't end up going for something stereo because I've previously mentioned the challenge of waving round a rather expensive phone with a microphone on the end, not being something that I particularly want to do. And so I needed to go for something that could connect fairly easily via the headphone socket. And so I went for a fairly cheap lavalier mic that I found on Amazon, I suppose just again answers on a boo postcard. How does it sound? Is it an improvement at all on using the earphone mics that I normally use? That's what it's a replacement for. It's not a replacement for when I'm in a safe environment and can just record using the iPhone microphone, although it may be that people think that it's better than that. But anyway, any views on this subject would be very much appreciated. Apart from that, and apart from me walking up and down my living room and kitchen, that's it. So bye for now. You know what? I still keep trying to avoid the space where the dog would normally be. What a numpty.